You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Six key points to be more persuasive on social media, to be more persuasive on in your prospecting so that you get more customers, recruit more reps, make more money, have more fun, waste less time. Emotions and posture override all of the things, right? These override all of the things I'm talking about. You have to have these two things. They have to be included in these steps that I'm going to talk about. And so, relationship status. This is a major key of persuasion that I wish upon a star that more influencers understood, right? I wish more influencers would just embrace, please, pretty please, with sugar berries on top, please embrace the fact that if you are influential, if people look forward to your post, if you post a breakfast burrito picture and 100 people comment on it, you are unlike most of your team. Most of your team is not like that. Most of your team is on team non-influence. They don't have people that comment on their crap. They don't have people that really look forward to their posts. And so relationship status means two things. One, do I know this person I'm about to reach out to, or do I not? Okay, that's number one. Number two is, do I have influence over this person, or do I not? So if the, and you know, that answer is simple if you don't know them, right? And so it's, if it's, do I know them is yes, and yes, I have influence over them, that's real simple, right? If you know them and you have influence over them, almost anything you say will actually be okay. But if you know them and you don't have influence over them, and maybe they don't really respect you, then what you say here is very different from what you would say there. So I was at a company training and this guy gets up on stage, and I like this trainer actually. They just aren't, they don't have the distinction of this right here. Right? They just don't have the distinction, they have no idea about this, which is unfortunate because they would be total next level trainer if they did. And so this dude gets on stage and he said, I recruited the first 60 people I talked to, and here's what I said. And people in the crowd were like, what was that third word? Ooh, right? They were like, oh my God, I'm gonna learn this hypnosis, I'm gonna learn this trance that I can just put people into and mesmerize them and get their money. And the fact is, if you recruit 60 of the first 60 people you talk to, you're an influencer, so you would answer yes, yes. So what follows a yes, yes? About anything. Hey, I'm doing this thing, you wanna do it with me? Okay. See, but if you use this same script that works 60 for 60 for Rockstar, dude, right? And you attempt it with someone that you don't have influence over, ain't gonna work, ain't gonna work. And if they have not only do you not have influence over them, but they actually don't really respect you much because you've been in 52 different network marketing companies in the last 49 months, right? Then you actually have to go against the grain. You have to say things in a manner that is unlike what most people would say. So if you have a yes, no, no, right? And again, we're gonna dive deep into this tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you want to grab your seat in the recording, HigdonGroup.com/messenger. But if you have someone and you're in the yes, no, no, so yes, I know this person, no, I don't have influence over them, and no, they don't really respect me much, then you would say, hey, I'm doing this thing, I don't think it's a fit for you, but you may like the product, right? So you are going to absolutely deflect the money, you're going to deflect the opportunity, because if you're a yes, no, no, they're immune to that. They ain't going to join. Just letting you know. But people that that you don't have influence over and may not even respect you, they still buy products. Let me ask you this question. Are there parents that their kids go to the same school that your kids go to, and if they were selling candles and you wanted a candle, you would buy the candle even though you don't really like them that much? That's this example, See how that works? All right? People that don't that you don't have influence over and don't respect you, you can still sell. You just can't sell them the opportunity because they don't trust you for that. And that's okay. Is this good? You like this? Huh? Nice. But influencers, they don't understand this. They're like, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't have influence over people? I don't understand, right? And so, that relationship status, that's step one. Do I know them? Do I not know them? Do I know them and have influence over them? Do they respect me in any way, shape, or form, or is it negative, right? And so that'd be step number one. Step two is position. Such a basic concept, but so many people don't take it into consideration. Position. Where are they? All right. And so this is something I've shared before, but so many people don't understand this very basic sales concept. And so, question, if you walk up to someone you don't know in the mall and you, first of all, what position are they in? Okay, you probably don't know this thing, but that would be position zero. Why? Why are they position zero? Because you don't know if they have any interest in the benefits of your product, service, or opportunity. You have no idea, right? And so let's say I go up to a stranger at the mall and I say, hey, I know we don't know each other, but I don't know if you or anyone you love is trying to lose weight, but I have this amazing way to lose weight. Would you be open to take a look at more information? And they say, yes, that would interest me. Okay, now they're position one. And so I say, okay, awesome. Well, tell you what, I got this. I got my iPad right here. Here it is. Let's pretend this is an iPad. I got this iPad right here. And, would you be open to watching this video? Yeah, I'll watch the video. Okay. Position two. Okay. And so, hey, did you like that video? I like that video. Is this something that you could see yourself? Yeah. Right. And it moves on and on and on and on. The amateurs, the people who suck at sales and don't make much money, they're trying to skip from here to here. They're not taking next step, next step, next step. They're trying to skip steps. And so they'll reach out to someone on social media that they don't know and say, hey, I'm doing this thing. It's groundbreaking, patent pending. It's blowing up and you should totally do it. So they're taking someone they don't know anything about and trying to close them, right? They're trying to get them to that money step. That's a lack of understanding of position. If you just understand position, then you would know it's always the next step. So if let's say I'm prospecting someone and I say, hey, I'm doing this thing, make extra money on social media. Would you be open to take a look at it? And they say, nah, I'm good. I won't move to the next step. Well, I got a video. Will you watch it? No. I may stay in this lane. This may be month one, month two, month three, month four. Month four, I reach out. Hey, I know it's not fit for you, but I know you used to be a bus driver. I actually have a guy in my team who used to be a bus driver and is making good money now. Do you know any other bus drivers? And they say, wait a minute, I'd like more information. Ah, okay, cool. I got this video. Would you be able to? Ah, see, now I move forward. And so it's understanding position. Right? So I don't try to skip, they're not open to it. Let me just get them the video. Well, they're not open to the video. Let me just close them. That's amateur time. That's people that don't make much money as they skip position. And this, I mean, this is one of the absolute keys to persuasion that we'll be diving really deep on tonight. If you want to grab your seat. Today is the last chance to get your big discount, higgingroup.com/messenger. Now, it ties in, the next step ties into with it, but it's position specific follow-up. So people ask, how do I follow up? What do I say? What are the words that I use to follow up with my prospects? The answer is, it depends on their position. So someone, like I said, this lane here, this lane concept, if if the next step, if I'm trying, if someone has said they're open but they haven't watched a video, the follow-up has to do with the video, right? So it has to do with how do I get them to the next step. If they've watched the video but they haven't replied to, hey, what'd you like about it, then it's to get them to reply. If they're not replying, it's to get them to reply, not to buy. And so this is the problem. So here's a very common scenario, because we review Facebook conversations all the time. And so the common scenario is someone will say, hey, you open, take a look at my thing. And they say, sure. And they say, okay, here's a video. Hey, and then they follow up with them. Hey, what'd you like about that video? No response. Hey, did you get a chance to watch that video? No response. Hey man, we're having a special if you want to purchase this thing. No, if they're not responding, it's a change of position. It's a change of position. You actually go to a new position called non-responsive. And the only next step is to get them to respond. How do you get them to respond? You hit them with something else that has nothing to do with this, actually. So, hey, I want to apologize, I've been so busy, haven't had a chance to follow up with you, how are you? And they send you a thumbs up. That thumbs up takes them from non-responsive back to the position that they were at. Oh, that's awesome to hear. And hey, by the way, I never did get your thoughts on that video. So position-specific follow-up is so key, is so key. And then we roll into closing. Now, a lot of people, they'll do all this right. They'll do all of it right, everything rocking and rolling, but they just can't close. And so you have to learn the art of getting people to want to do the thing they already want to do. Believe me, if you've gone through these steps and they're here right before giving you money, right before joining your team, they actually want to do it. And it's up to you if you're going to be able to get them to that step or not. It's not up to them. It's out of their hands. It's up to you. You have to use specific language that will persuade them to urgently and excitedly move forward and join your team, buy your product, buy your service, whatever it is.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.